Praise the Lord. You know, God is so beautiful. A lot of times the enemy thinks he has won, but before he knows it, God pulls up a joker and it's all over. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll go straight. I'll try to be very fast. And my topic is the reward of faithful service. The reward of faithful service. We are going to be reading from the book of Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14. Matthew 25 from verse 14. You know, this scripture has been mentioned so many times by other speakers. I hope you recognize that. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to read from King James Version from verse 14 to 30. Okay. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man. Before I continue, I want to draw your attention to something. For the kingdom of heaven, what that means is that all the story he wants to tell is to describe to you how it works in this kingdom. Hallelujah. And that is because we are coming from another kingdom. Praise the Lord. The book of Colossians chapter 1 verse 13 says that he has delivered us, rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. So you are arriving in a new kingdom, and we need to understand how this kingdom operates. Praise the Lord. And so if you look at the book of Matthew from chapter 18, he kept talking about the kingdom, because he wants us to understand how it works in the kingdom. Amen. So, go back to Matthew chapter 25 from verse 14. Matthew 25 from verse 14. All right. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Another version will say talents. And unto one, next verse 15. Verse 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. Praise the Lord. Now, this looks as if it's wrong English, isn't it? Because several should be abilities if you are looking at English language, isn't it? But he's talking about several ability. So, looking at the different dimensions of an ability inside you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. And straight away took his journey. Next verse. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. Next. Then he that had received 2 talents, he also gained other 2. Go on. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. Next verse. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. Next verse. The media is slow. Maybe I should. So verse 22, he also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee, that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast thy talent. His Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, no, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strewed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I would have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And he cast the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So this story, this parable that Jesus told, is trying to describe the kingdom of heaven into which we have been translated, the kingdom of his dear son. And I want you to have that at the back of your mind. Now, he gave 1 talent to one, he gave 2 to another, and he gave 5 to another. A talent is any resource, anything you can use to bring profit. Praise the Lord. Anything you can trade with, anything you can deploy to make profit is a talent. It could be money. It could be your car is a talent, your house. Whatever it is that you have that you can deploy to bring profit is a talent. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Now, you see that here, what determined how much talent you got was not where you come from, was not anything, but your several ability. And when you look at the Greek word for that, that was translated to several ability, I was shocked. The Greek word there was dunamis. Dunamis. You know what dunamis means? Power. Praise the Lord. And then I probed further. I discovered that that power also means capability. That is ability to do work. You know the definition of power, isn't it? Ability to do work. So the basis on which the master gives you the talent or the resources is based on your ability to put those talents to work. Not on anything, not by how much you pray, but your ability to put those talents to work, to bring profit to the master. Praise the Lord. So the difference between what one man has and another, what he is given, is based on capacity. Is based on what? Capacity. Because the master here does not believe in wasting resources. So if he assesses you and you have the capability, you have the dunamis to be able to put that talent to work, to bring profit, he gives it to you. To the level you have capability. I want to ask you a question. If you love your child so much, a 2-year-old child, and he comes to you crying, shouting, fasting and praying for 30 days, a 2-year-old child, asking you for the car for the key to your car that he wants to drive the car, will you give him? Why? He doesn't have the capacity. So a lot of times, what we get in this kingdom, remember this description is how it works in the kingdom. What we get in this kingdom depends on your capability to put that resource into action to bring profit to the master. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, something else also strikes me here. You know, when he came back to reckon with the servants, he said to the one that had 1 talent, he told him, why didn't you put my money in the bank? Meaning that even after giving them the talent, he still considered it his own. Eh? Praise the Lord. Even after giving them the resources, he still considered it his own. It means in this kingdom, you don't own anything. Hallelujah. It means in this kingdom, you own nothing. That is how it works in this kingdom. Praise the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 27. A man can receive nothing except it is given him from above. I want you to preach a message to your neighbor. Tell him that that money that entered your account yesterday is not your own. Praise the Lord. That car you came in, it's not yours. So next time when you say, have you come to my house, remember that house is not your. In this kingdom, you own nothing. Remember, he's trying to describe to us this kingdom into which we have been transferred. Why is he making this effort? Because he knows that where we are coming from, that kingdom doesn't operate like this. So if you've been transferred into this new kingdom, you need to understand how the kingdom works. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Now we've established that the resources you get depends on your capacity. You know, I remember those days when we were in secondary school. In class one, I went to school. You know, I love drinking tea, even till now. Praise the Lord. And I schooled in Mina, Niger State. It used to be cold. So you see, that hot tea in the morning was very precious. And so when they were buying a cup for me, I wanted a big cup. Praise the Lord. Because when you go to the dining table, you drop your cups on the table and then they put tea in your cup. Praise the Lord. And me, a small boy, I was hoping that the amount of tea they will put in my cup would depend on the size of my cup. So I'll put one big cup. I went with one rubber cup, green in color. I can't forget it. So you drop your cup on the table and you are hoping for something. Praise the Lord. But you know the disappointment. When they share the tea, they don't look at the size of the cup. They do it according to seniority. And by the time it's getting to us in class one, what enters that cup is very disappointing. Praise the Lord. That cup is your capacity. But man doesn't go according to capacity. Praise the Lord. But you see, this kingdom where we are, God fills your cup until it what? Overflows. But the size of your cup may be different from the size of my cup. Hallelujah. David said, he prepares a table before me, anoints my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. On the table of the Lord, your cup runs over. But the size of our cup differs. Praise the Lord. It's not like that secondary school where they ration it. Because in this kingdom, there is excess. Praise the Lord. So what is the size of your cup? That determines how much is poured into you in this kingdom. So I set out to find out how to increase the size of my cup. Praise the Lord. How do I increase my capacity in this kingdom? Because that is what matters when the Lord begins to share talents in this kingdom. And I found the answer in this scripture that we just read. The answer is somewhere there, it is hidden. And that is what the Holy Spirit wants us to understand this evening. Now, the man that had 5 talents, traded with his 5 talents, and gained another 5. So by now, how many talents did he have? And whose talents were those? It belonged to who? The master. Even after trading and making profit, it still belonged to the master. Praise the Lord. The man that had 2 traded, how many more did he make? So now, how many did he have? Yet it still belonged to the. Now, when the master came back, if the man with a capacity for 5 still had a capacity for 5, the master would have collected the extra 5. Is it not true? Did he collect it? Because by this time, the man's capacity had grown from 5 to 10. And the man that had 2, his capacity had grown from 2 to 4. Praise the Lord. At what time did it grow? in the process of deploying the talent in the service of the master, you grow your capacity. The Bible says, if you are not faithful in little, how can I commit so much to you? That little you have, if you are faithful in it, in carrying out the master's service, your capacity grows. So in this kingdom, you determine your capacity. In this kingdom, you do what? You determine your capacity. It is not when you spend the resources on yourself that you grow your capacity. It is when you bring profit to the master. How do you bring profit to the master? Isaiah chapter 48 verse 17. Isaiah 48 verse 17. He says, and I, Isaiah 48 verse 17. All right. Hear ye, thus said the Lord, thine Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit. It is God that will teach you to profit. How? Which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. The resources that you have in your hand, as you deploy it according to the instructions of God, you bring profit to the kingdom. A time comes in your life when what you buy is not just because you can afford it, but because the master has permitted you. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, 2 days ago, I was told about how a family, a friend, they went to a very nice place and they entered a cubicle. They enjoyed themselves. And so I asked, how much was it? They mentioned the amount. It was a bit big, but not too big. I said, wow, that this thing, we should be able to do it one day. And as I said that, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, say, whose money do you want? Whose money do you want to do that with? Praise the Lord. Whose money do you want to do that? That is why when you see men that have really grown capacity in the kingdom, they are not flamboyant. Praise the Lord. Amen. The time comes when you are constrained to spend the resources because you know it belongs to the master. He says, I will lead you in the way you should go. Praise the Lord. The resources in your hand, who determines how you use it? Does God have a say? Does God have a say? That is how to be a profitable servant. In this kingdom, you own nothing. Praise the Lord. Does anybody want to change kingdom because of this? Praise the Lord. You say, you mean all my sweat? May God have mercy on you. Praise the Lord. You know that time I had that challenge? I discovered that everything you have in this life means nothing except God. At a point, I told God, I said, you see my ambition, my desires, you can have them. Praise the Lord. Because there is a time you realize, you see, anything you can see with your eyes is already on its way out. Praise the Lord. If you see a new house today, look at it tomorrow, it's already depreciating. Anything you can see with your eyes is already on its way out. Anything you can see is about to expire. Anything you can handle physically is about to expire. So why would you trade what is valuable for what is about to expire? Praise the Lord. The master will lead you in the way you should go. With the resources. I'm not going to say your resources, because in this kingdom it's not yours. It's not mine. Praise the Lord. He will lead you in the way you should go with the resources he has dropped in your hands. That is how you grow capacity. And I'm a living witness. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I will decide to share this testimony because I know that there are two groups of people. To one group, when you share a testimony, they say you are boasting. May God help that group in Jesus' name. But there's another group that will hear the testimony and be challenged. And I'm talking to the second group. If you are that first group, block your ear. Praise the Lord. I know when I had challenges in life. I'm a doctor. My wife is a doctor. Thank God she's here. To pay school fees, I will borrow. To pay school fees, I will borrow. It was difficult. And God told me, he said, go to NECO and start contributing 5,000 naira a month. Praise the Lord. At that time, I didn't understand what I was doing. And I went and started contributing 5,000 naira a month, 2005. And within a short time, he told me to double it to 10,000. You know what I didn't understand? He was growing my capacity. Praise the Lord. He was growing my capacity. I didn't understand. I meant 10,000. He told me double it to 20. He told me double it. And brethren, as I was doing it, God was supplying more. As I was doing it, he was supplying more. Praise the Lord. To the point that, let me stop there. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But he teaches your hands. That is what he's saying here. He teaches your hands to make profit. So when you have that little challenge and you have resources, he begins to prompt you. He says, take this amount. Do this. This brother is in need. Give him this. He's trying to teach you to make profit. He's trying to do what? To teach you to make profit. And you know one thing in this kingdom? If you fail a class, you repeat that class. How many of you have realized that? There's no double promotion here. You don't miss any class. Praise the Lord. When I entered primary one, they said I should do my hand like this. My hand crossed my ear. They put me in primary two. It doesn't happen in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. If you miss one class, you will repeat the class. When you do that, he begins to tell you more. As you do more, you don't realize it. Your capacity is growing. By their several abilities, dunamis. And that scripture, Pastor Ike read today, Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10. When I read that scripture, a different meaning entered me. He said, and is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask, think, or imagine, according to the dunamis. I went there to look at that scripture again. According to the dunamis, according to the ability that is at work in you. Brethren, what determines how much God gives you goes beyond what you ask. It goes beyond what you think. It goes beyond what you imagine. It's according to the capacity that worketh in you. When I check that word in Hebrew, what worketh in you means shows itself out in you. Praise the Lord. So that capacity that shows itself through your life, God gives you, supplies you according to that capacity. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you grow your capacity by following the instructions of God. And the truth is that God's interest is never to take from you. You are God's project. Hallelujah. You are God's project. You know what I realized? In all the promises that God gives to you, he wants you to obtain those promises through patience. Why? Because in the process, he wants to build you up. Hallelujah. So God's desire in dealing with you and I is usually to build us up. If not, God could have given Abraham Isaac immediately he promised him. But he waited for another 25 years and built Abraham up to the point that Abraham now had the capacity for Isaac. So that when God asked for Isaac, Abraham was able to offer up Isaac. That was because Abraham had the capacity for Isaac. And that was when Abraham was able to receive Isaac. You don't get it immediately. You get it when you have the capacity. God promises you,
But he waits for you to get the capacity. He anointed David king. But David had to get the capacity. David went through trials until he realized that this kingship was only by God. That was when he got the crown. It's the capacity that determines how much is poured into you. Can you tell your neighbor, build capacity through obedience? Praise the Lord. When I finish this message shortly, we will pray. Because I realize that the devil has cheated us so much. The devil has cheated us so much. Before God gives you, he makes sure you have capacity to deploy. Do you know why? If not, that thing that he has given to you will take you away from him. So he will not give you something until he realizes that thing he has given to you, you are able to let it go for his kingdom. And that is that point where you have capacity. Now let's look at the unprofitable servant. The unprofitable servant. Why was he unprofitable? He looked at his master. He said, my master is wicked. So, I will not make profit for him. I will bury this money. Do you know what he did? He deployed the resources based on the dictates of his flesh. He deployed his resources based on the dictates of his flesh. And when you deploy your resources based on the dictate of your flesh, you have buried your resources. Whatever it is you have, when what determines what you do with it is the flesh is the nature of the fallen man. If that is what determines what you do with your resources, you have buried your resources. If you are a lecturer with influence and you use your influence to entice young ladies, you have buried your talent. If you have money and what you do with the resources that God has given you is to cheat people and deceive people, you have buried your talent. This man deployed his resources based on his flesh in rebellion against his master. And the Bible says he buried. And you know what? Whatever you bury is not useful to the master. It's also not useful to you. Praise the Lord. Whatever you bury is not useful to the master. It's also not useful to you. How many of you saw the publications of billions of naira that were buried by politicians? Praise the Lord. It was not useful to the economy of the nation. Was it useful to them? That is what happens when you bury your resources. So my prayer this evening is that our resources will not be deployed according to the dictates of the flesh. We will deploy our resources based on obedience. Because in obedience lies profit. And in profit lies capacity. And as you grow your capacity, you receive more. Hallelujah. Because he's the one that fills. He's the one that fills. He says, on that table, he prepares before you in the presence of your enemies. He anoints your head and fills my cup. David said, my cup. Because your cup is your cup. Your capacity is your capacity. Hallelujah. He fills my cup and it overflows. No matter the size of your cup, God is able to fill it until it overflows. But it's your responsibility to grow your capacity through obedience. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are going to find out something else about the kingdom. Remember, all this story is to teach us how the kingdom operates. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you following? Amen. Hallelujah. So he came back and he looked at them. He said, first of all, take this talent from the unprofitable servant and give it to the man that has how many talents? Look, I thought he would give it to the man that had four. Isn't it? But he gave it to the man that had 10. Why? 1 out of 10 is what? 10%. Is it not? 1 out of 4 is what? 25%. Is it not true? So the man that has a capacity for 10 can easily accommodate 11. Isn't it? But the man that has capacity for 4 cannot easily accommodate extra 25%. So you see that what determines where the resources go to is capacity. There is no sentiment. It is capacity. Praise the Lord. It's capacity. And he said, to him that hath capacity, more shall be given. To him that does not have capacity, even that one which he has shall be taken away from him. Because you don't have the capacity to deploy it. And it's not his fault. He tried to grow your capacity with you, but you were in disobedience. Because you, or I, or whoever it may be, deployed his resources in rebellion against the master. And so buried his resources. So he lost capacity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So he said to the servant that had 10 talents, he said, well done, my good and faithful servant. The topic is reward for faithful service. And this is a prototype of a faithful servant. He himself called him faithful servant. Enter into the joy of your master. Hallelujah. Enter into the joy of your master. I thought he would give him something. Instead, he changed his location. Hallelujah. He entered into the joy of his master. It's a spiritual location. There is a spiritual location where you enter, where the Lord supplies all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That is the joy of the master. Praise the Lord. And that is why that entrance is not because you have 11 and the other person has 4. Praise the Lord. But you have made profit for the kingdom. Therefore, you are qualified to enter into the joy of the master. He rewarded them. But what about the unprofitable servant? He said, cast him into outer darkness, where there is gnashing of teeth and weeping. You know, before when I used to read this scripture, I thought that was very harsh. Praise the Lord. Why are we pretending now? Don't you think that is very harsh? I thought he threw him into hell. So I thought it was very harsh. But later I understood that in this kingdom, you get your reward from the one you serve. It is the person you serve that rewards you. He did not punish that man. He simply sent him to his master to reward him. Praise the Lord. How many of you work in Coca-Cola here? When it's time to collect salary, you go to Union Bank. Will they pay you? What will they tell you? Go to Coca-Cola where you work. Praise the Lord. And they identify you as a staff that works for them. So they pay you. So in this kingdom, you are paid by your master. You are paid by the one you serve. So while he rewarded the one that had 10 talents and the one that had 4 talents, he sent the other one to outer darkness to be rewarded by his master. And what is the reward they gave that one? The enemy gave that one. Weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, verse 8, that he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap what? Corruption. And he that sows to the spirit shall of the spirit reap life everlasting. In other words, who you sow to, that is the one that pays you. And this man that had 1 talent sowed to the flesh. He had to reap through the flesh. And that scripture that says, he that sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. If you look at the Hebrew word for that corruption, it simply says ruin.
R-E-U-I-N. So when you deploy your resources based on the flesh, it is inevitable in this kingdom that you are ruining yourself. Because that is the reward for that service. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we rejoicing that we belong to this kingdom? The kingdom of light. Will you grow your capacity? Hallelujah. Then I want to welcome you to the joy of your master. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, God is so awesome and his word is ever true. God's word is ever true. Since I learned this, I learned to increase my capacity. I don't cross a year giving the same offering. I will try to increase it. Because I have learned that that is how to increase your capacity. Praise the Lord. And we need to begin to understand it, because a lot of times the devil deceives us. You think that that one in your hand, if you don't use it on yourself, you will not survive. But the devil is a liar. And the devil is after your growth. You think the devil is after your money? No. He's not after your money. He's after your growth. He wants you to be transferred from the kingdom of light to his kingdom so that he will be the one to reward you. So when it's time to pay your tithe, he prompts you and you eat it. When the Lord lays in your heart, do this, he prompts you. And I have another, let me just share this testimony. Praise the Lord. You know, recently evangelists came to my community. Yes. So after they left, we had to now get some equipment so that they could. And all I had in my account was about 200,000. So we needed to buy this megaphone and a generator. Praise the Lord. And then I got there. My pastor, which he told me the megaphone cost about 90,000 and generator may be about 60 or 70. So I went boldly. So I got there to buy the generator. It was 110,000. I wanted to withdraw. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God said, buy it. I did. Time to buy the megaphone. I now went there. By the time I argued and argued, it was 90,000. So buying it meant my account was empty. I wanted to draw back. I wanted to look for the cheaper one. The Spirit of God told me, you want to get me a... Praise the Lord. So I paid and left. So as I was leaving that day, there was no money in my account. And the enemy wanted to depress me. He said, look at you. What do you think you have done? You could have bought the cheaper one. Praise the Lord. You know, this devil is very wicked. So I went to bed that night, and all that was entering my head is that you should have bought the cheaper one. You should have bought the cheaper one. But I told the devil he was a liar, and I slept. But do you know that when I woke up, I heard a voice behind me. He said, the iron gate has been opened. Those were his exact words. The iron gate has been opened. And while I was there, when I heard that word, I remembered that song, he has broken the bars of iron asunder. So I started singing that song. But I didn't realize that that was not what he was talking about. Until I went to the book of Acts and read where the Lord rescued Peter. And the Bible says that, and the iron gate that led into the city opened on its own accord. And the Spirit of God told me that I have opened the city to you. Hallelujah. And since that day, I've been busy. Praise the Lord. I have been busy. You know I've been busy, sir. I have been busy. Praise the Lord. I could have shut that gate. I could have shut that gate. So I tell you, brethren, God is not interested in your money. God, he was telling them, he said, do you think if I want to eat meat, I will come and meet you? Do you think I live in houses built by men? For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And the people there, meaning you and I, we belong to him. So what do you think God wants from you?
What do I think God wants from me? It's just like the widow. When Elijah came to the widow, it's possible the widow would have thought, Elijah just wants my food. Not knowing that the target was to sustain her. Praise the Lord. Remember how we started the scripture? In this kingdom. Praise the Lord. In this kingdom, that is how things work. In this kingdom, that is how what? Things work. When the people in the world tell you something different, don't blame them. It's not their fault. They operate in another kingdom. That's not the system in their kingdom. Hallelujah. But in our own kingdom, this is how things work. And if it must work for you, that is why you see sometimes it looks like somebody was in the world. He was prospering. He became a Christian. It's like things are hard. It's because he has taken the system in the other kingdom and brought it into this kingdom and wants to run by that system. It doesn't work. When you are in Rome, behave like a... Praise the Lord. So in this kingdom, that is how men grow. That is how men grow. Deploy your resources and bring profit to the master. In this kingdom, you own nothing. I own nothing. He owns everything. Hallelujah. At the end, your master will reward you. Who do you want to reward you? The devil cannot reward you with anything more than tears and gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth is regret. May you not at the end regret how you spent your life and your resources. I discovered something. Life does not depend on how much you have. Longevity doesn't depend on how much you have. Peace doesn't depend on how much you have. The word joy of the Lord in that scripture was translated from a Greek word that also meant calm. Enter into the calm of your master. There is a man that has peace that passeth all understanding. And that is the man that has calm even in the midst of storm. That is how the kingdom operates. Shall we be on our feet? In this kingdom, I want you to begin to pray. Talk to your master and my master. The Bible says that he called his servants. He didn't say some of his servants, and gave to them talents. He has given every one of us talents. What you do with yours determines your capacity. And what he pours into your life depends on your capacity. It's not by fasting and prayer. It's by obedience. It's by what? Obedience. So I want us to pray this prayer. That Lord, give me the grace to walk in obedience. Give me the grace to walk in obedience. The Bible says that in Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2, he said, he spake his word unto me, and the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet. My prayer this morning is that the Spirit of God will set you on your feet to run with his word. I am sure, I am certain, that by the time we meet here next year, your capacity would have increased. Because I know you shall walk in obedience. In the name of Jesus, and we silence every word of the enemy, every deceit, every tie the enemy will want to sow into your heart and my heart. We reject it in the name of Jesus. And I pray that the Lord will garrison your heart and my heart and protect his word. Because when he sows his word, the enemy comes to steal the word. I shall grow in capacity. In the name of Jesus, I shall grow in capacity. In the name of Jesus, because in this kingdom, that is how it works. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we honor you. For thy word has come forth to set us free, to give us light, because they that walk in light cannot stumble. We shall not stumble anymore in the name of Jesus, because we understand how it works in this kingdom. Thank you, excellent Father. Thank you, Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen.